We've talked quite a bit here on the show about the unfolding crisis that's captured as Massencass, where substance use disorder and homelessness intersect and where conditions have deteriorated rapidly in the last several months. Now, one organization, the Greater Boston Food Bank, sits both literally and figuratively at that intersection. Their headquarters are in the neighborhood, where, as the region's largest hunger relief organization, and with 120 employees plus volunteers, they're a big presence. They're also an organization whose mission is to serve the state's most vulnerable, in their case, by addressing hunger. Food Bank President Catherine D'Amato has grown increasingly vocal about her concerns over conditions in the area, which is also known as the New Market Business District. And Catherine joins us now. Catherine, welcome back.
Thank you, Tatiana, for having me.
So briefly, Catherine, paint a picture for us. How bad is it there?
Well, it's deplorable and tragic, and it's a human tragedy, right? We have people who need help. And they may not be choosing to go into shelter or seek services regarding addiction. So there are quite a few folks who are on the street, and they have secured tents and are living on the sidewalks, and they are living also, sometimes right in the street. And, for example, right now it's all around our parking lot and attached to our fencing, so our team members have to go in and out of that space. So it's very dangerous, and it's dangerous because it's an industrial commercial area in New Market. You have tractors and trailers and big trucks, and very tenuous for anyone that would find themselves needing to live on the street.
So let's talk about that danger for a minute. You've just, I think, sort of underscored with tractors and trailers around and people on the streets, that danger is obvious. You've also raised some concerns about employee safety. Have you had incidents around employee safety?
Well, we've had a situation, I'll speak for myself, where, somebody hits my car or is so high, Tatiana. I mean, they are so not in touch with who they are or where they are, whether that's in the middle of the street or on the sidewalk. They fall over. They're completely out. It's almost like they're unconscious, right? So that's occurring, and you can have a situation. We've encouraged our team members to use what is called Moore Street, which is a private way. There are only three entrances into the Greater Boston Food Bank, and they are each one block: Atkinson, Topeka, and Moore. Moore is the private way. Atkinson is where the shelter is. There's enormous activity there all the time, in and out.
So
is what we've been using, and it's very difficult to get in and out.
So, there's a tension in this, Catherine. One of the reasons that I wanted to talk to you was this tension between your needs as essentially a local business and a local employer with work to do, and the core mission of supporting the most vulnerable who are there at Massencass. How are you thinking about that tension? How are you talking about it inside your organization?
Well, our team is very empathetic, and we understand that people need help, and they deserve the help that can be given to them with wraparound services and from the city of Boston and the state. And there are great partners in our neighborhood that that are excellent at emergency housing and shelter and addiction and all kinds of behavioral health. And they are doing the work. They are doing that work, and I applaud them, and I'm there with them. In order for us to get food in and out, which is our core mission to feed the hungry, we need clear passage and we need some containment. One has to take a look at this seriously. This is, we care. We have care and concern, but we do not, we're not the authority for the city of Boston. We don't have responsibility over the street of Boston, over the sidewalk of Boston. We want to make sure that our team members and visitors are safe coming, and we want to make sure that the people who find themselves right now in this tent city in Boston are able to be placed and get services should they so choose, right? There's also free will here, and that's an important factor. People need to get the services, and I know my colleagues are here helping and willing to continue to help.
Are you in conversation with the city and with Acting Boston Mayor Kim Janey?
I am not. We have reached out to her in June with a letter, and our board sent another letter early September. We have hopefully another letter will go today or tomorrow, and it's partly why I decided to talk to the media and help the Newmarket Business Association be able to bring its story forward, because it isn't just the Greater Boston Food Bank. It's many businesses in Newmarket that have destruction of property, have inability to get in and out of their businesses, have garbage, have defecation, human waste. These are, you know, and fear that they're going to hurt someone accidentally, or a member of their own team, or, a visitor could find themselves at risk.
How about the candidates, Michelle Wu and Anissa Saibi George for Boston mayor? Have they been in dialogue with you? Have you made requests of them?
Yeah, we have had some dialogue, and I think that all the candidates, I have not had any dialogue with Mayor Janney, so that personally I have not. She did visit Newmarket as a candidate. I was not on that visit. And I believe that it's an important question of when we will ask these two electoral candidates to commit to designing and implementing a collaborative plan to within the first 50 and 100 days in order to keep Newmarket businesses open and to keep, you know, the services that are so needed for this particular population that is deeply hurting.
So talk briefly, Catherine. You have said elsewhere, including to WBUR's Deb Becker, about the expenses that your organization has undertaken to increase clear pathway for your trucks, safety for people on the streets as well as your employees. Talk about those costs and how they impact your mission.
Sure. So we now have 5 security guards. That's about $550,000 annually, 3 during the day and 2 overnight. And then we have also had to put up new steel fencing because the other fencing was destroyed. Chain link fence was easier to get through, and we had encampments on our property and behind our building. We have had that for a long time, so we put in better fencing. We have put in gates that close during the day so that individuals cannot come in and sort of wander around on the property and, again, be at risk in being injured in some way. And we've replaced cameras that were destroyed and vandalized and had to clean up graffiti and had to clean up garbage. So we've spent another $500,000 to do that. So
That's $1 million, Catherine.
That's $1 million, and we can provide 2 meals for $1. So that's 1 million meals. Now, I understand the significance. We are deeply committed to continuing our service. But in order to continue our service, I need to make sure there is a level of safety for those that need our help. And that in order for us to serve the communities of Eastern Massachusetts, 190 cities and towns, Boston being the largest, we need to be able to move food in and out and large, hundreds of visitors a day. And so we have trucks, we have tractor trailers, we have pallets, we have, businesses coming in and out, vendors, to be able to bring this necessary food. So this is, just a huge challenge. And I understand that. I understand that it takes collaboration and coordination. But I also understand that the city has multiple services it can pull forward. The Department of Public Works to clean up. The city, the police department, to be able to provide some containment and some level of making sure people have passage, that cars can get through, that trucks can get through, that people are safe. If they're living on the sidewalk, they need to be safe.
All right. That is Catherine D'Amato, president and CEO of the Greater Boston Food Bank, talking about Mass and Cast, which we will continue to follow here on Radio Boston. Catherine, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Bye-bye.